Conisce, tis a fi mín eis tar eist an realtis mwyniu egintal a yalwyn stond hyd wyr hwn corym reaktyna a hwyr ffwyl dyl yanil a reaktyna sy'n special te. A gyfol nier yn ari gyda'r ffwyl, agus tis o sganyla. Conisce, I've received confirmation that vital funding through the Children's Disability Grant first announced by the government 20 months ago still hasn't been released. And honestly, it's even worse than that, Conisce. I have a letter here that says funding for organisations that the Minister already publicly announced that they've been asked to reapply for shortlisting with no guarantee that funding will be provided for their project or indeed will actually be granted. Now, this was announced, this grant, in 2023 as an emergency fund to fill the gaping hole by the HSC because they weren't able to provide the vital therapies for children. That was 20 months ago. Parents and children with special needs thought that the government finally heard their cries for help, but the months went on and nothing happened. No funding was released. Then, just 2 days before the local elections in June 2024, government ministers at the time, Anne Rabbitt and Charlie McConlogue, held a press event in Donegal, re-announcing the funding. Local lad Jack Donaghy, who had cerebral palsy, and his mother Denise McGahern were included in the photo op. Now, they were understandably delighted that funding was finally being provided for Jack and many others. But fast forward 9 months to March 2025, and there was still no sign of this money being released. Denise went public to express her disgust and anger. She felt that her son was used as a prop in an election government photo op. And back in March, you apologised, Taoiseach. You apologised that the situation went on for so long. You said that you would not defend something that was indefensible. You said, in regards to the funding, and I quote, "I am going to make sure it is released. I am going to make sure it is provided." Now, 5 days after the exchange between me and you and the Dáil, the government again announced the funding would be released. Yet, despite your promises, here we are, 3 months on, and still no funding being released, still not provided, still the therapies are not available on the ground. The 54 organisations that thought they had successfully applied for the grant haven't received a single red cent. Now, not only that, it gets worse, Taoiseach, because these organisations, some of them were publicly announced. Some of them were announced that they would get millions of euro over a three-year project. They were announced by the Minister. They've been told that they have to reapply for shortlisting, that the funding is no longer multi-annual, that it all needs to be spent by the end of the year. They only have to the end of the year to spend money that you haven't even given them yet. And I have the letter here in my hand from one of the organisations publicly announced what they were getting and now told, reapply, no guarantee, less money than we thought, and it all has to be spent this year. You told me back in March, Taoiseach, that you were going to resolve this issue and you would make sure, I quote, that the money would flow. The government have announced this funding on 3 separate occasions, and each time your promise has disappeared without a trace. No follow-through, no delivery, no funding. And it's kids here, kids with special needs, kids like Jack with cerebral palsy, kids who are in braces, kids who are trying to speak, kids who are peg-fed, kids who want to walk, who are actually suffering as a result of this here. These children and their parents are left crying out for help that have been promised and promised again. And it's cruel. It is cruel what your government is doing to them. There is no other words for it. So I'm going to ask you a couple of questions here. When is the money going to be released? When will the funding be put in place so the therapies can be delivered to these children that desperately require it? And can you explain to me this? When 2 ministers of your previous cabinet went to Donegal, announced specific money, multi-annual money for these projects, that you're now telling them that there's no guarantee that they will even get funding and that there's no multi-annual funding available anymore. What is a government promise worth anymore?
Thank you, Deputy.
Especially to these children and their families? And that's the questions they're asking me today.
Well, look, thanks very much. Firstly, I want to join with you, Lascan Corla, in remarking on the fact that tomorrow marks the 30th anniversary of the Srebrenica genocide in Bosnia and Herzegovina. This was one of the most horrific atrocities ever to take place on the European continent, and an atrocity that resulted in the massacre of more than 8,000 men and boys. And it is our duty as a country, as a parliament, as an Oireachtas, and as an international community to come together to remember the brutality and devastation which occurred. And I know we all join with the community today. I join with you. You mentioned Katie Taylor. I'm from Bray. I want to join with you in wishing her all the very best. But thank you for raising this. I want to say that firstly, Deputy Doherty. You were right when you raised this in March. And I did take action as the government on the Monday. I think you raised it on the Thursday, I think, with your leader's questions here. And on the Monday, from my memory, we had a cabinet committee on disability. And we agreed at that meeting to sanction, I think it was a fund of €8 million, I'm going to go from my memory here, into what was called the Disability Services Grant, Children's Disability Services Grant Fund, I think. And that decision was taken by government on foot of the engagement we had here. Now, I've been asking about this on a pretty regular basis because these are important projects, and indeed I had an opportunity to speak to the head of the HSE, Bernard Gloucester, on it only this week as part of our kind of ongoing regular engagements. And I understood, in relation specifically to the Donegal Group, I understood that they're in very regular contact. In fact, I think they've even been contacted this week, I think, between the HSE and that group. I'm also told that they have been assured that their costs will be funded. Now, from a government point of view, we've allocated the €8 million. I take the point, and I did apologise for it. I take the point around the delay. I do take that point. But we have now sanctioned the funding. And certainly, while I can fully understand there might be final compliance checks or governance checks, I don't say this rudely to the groups, but some of the groups are the first time they've ever received public funding or the likes. Take that point, the HSE have to do that. But we do want to see the money flow. So what I think I'm going to do at this stage, because of the importance of the issue, is I think I'll ask that we have a meeting. I accept there's more projects than in Donegal, but we'll have maybe a meeting of Donegal or Oireachtas members. I'll ask that that's arranged with the relevant minister or HSE next week to try and bring a finality to this situation. Our commitment on this was solemn, was an €8 million fund. And look, can I just say more broadly, because I'm conscious as people watch into this, therapy services for children is an area in which there needs to be huge progress. And we are endeavouring to reform that system. That's why we've taken decisions only in recent weeks to establish a new national education therapy service led by my colleague Minister McEntee. I think we should be in a position to start recruiting for those posts, I hope, in the coming weeks, starting with special schools in the first instance and then rolling the project out more broadly after that to special classes and then mainstream schools. I think that's an important step, and we have seen, when it comes to assessment of needs this year, thankfully a very large increase in the number of children now getting assessment of needs, though much more work to do on that. So, look, on foot of you raising this, and I can only imagine the genuine frustration of Denise Jack and other Denises and Jacks, will arrange for that meeting next week, and I will keep in close contact with you. But from the government's point of view, I am clear, as I was in the room, we have sanctioned the €8 million funding. We did that in March, and I'll ask for a specific meeting to take place with you and other Donegal or Oireachtas members next week.
Look, Minister, you'll forgive me to say that that's not good enough, because, like, we've been here. You said that you promised that you would make sure that it was being provided. Not just that it was sanctioned and released, but that it was being provided. None of these groups have got it. You're absolutely right. They have been in contact this week with the minister. The letter here, you know what they've said? They need to reapply for shortlisting. Your ministers turned up to Donegal. They announced the project. One project got €3 million over a three-year period. Well-deserved, massive work that they're doing. Three-year period. The letter says it is not multi-annual. The funding has to be spent in 2025. That commitment is gone. The letter also said funding for the grant scheme is less than originally expected. That's why people have to apply. And it's not just the groups in Donegal. I'm a Donegal deputy. There's four groups in Donegal. There's 54 groups across the state. There are children there. I don't know their names, but they're equally as entitlement as Jack. It is disgraceful. This is 20 months on, and this is emergency funding. Why? Because the HSE are not able to provide the therapies and supports for these families and their kids. Now, I don't know what we have to do to get this money released, but this commitment, when a government stands up for right or wrong and promises that disability services were getting X amount of money, then you need to deliver through it. This letter tears up that commitment. Like, you need to do more than just, you know, respond to me 3 months ago and then, you know, nothing's happened. Like, the communication is worse. They are seething at what is happening here. Parents are seething. Like, it's just not good enough, Tánaiste. And I'm asking you for a commitment that you gave here in the Dáil. You said every eligible project, and there was 8 million values worth of them, 54 of them, should get the funding. I'm asking you to ensure that every single project, including the four that were announced in Donegal and the levels of funding that was announced for them, will get the funding that they need. And why? Because that's the therapies, that's the support that the children and the family so desperately need 20 months later after it was first announced.
Yeah, so look, I'm very clear, not just from my own perspective, but from the perspective of the entire government, that on the 25th of March of this year, that the Department of Children, Disability and Equality had secured sanction for the €8 million grant fund. And that was to come from, there's a budget, as you know, for disability services of €3.2 billion, so €8 million of a grant fund. That was sanctioned for the Department of Children, Disability and Equality on the 25th of March. So from the government's point of view, once it was sanctioned, we expected it to start to be spent, to start to be drawn down. In light of what you've brought to my attention now, of course, I will follow this up again. I did have conversations on it, actually, ironically, this week, where I was told there was some final compliance and governance issues in relation to some projects. And again, I don't say that as a slur, but just before the final governance issues in terms of the drawdown of public money. And that was what I was told was the situation this week. But I do think it would be useful, if we take the Donegal projects as an example, to convene a meeting next week of our Oireachtas members with the relevant HSE and departmental officials. I'll undertake to get that in place. I'll also talk to Minister Nocton and Minister Foley on this matter today. From the government's perspective, the funding has now been allocated, and the funding now needs to be spent quickly for the benefit of these children.